You're listening to God's gift through His word with Tanika Drake. Yeah, that's right. Good morning, everyone. How are you doing? Happy Tuesday. So, of course, today is another day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. I'm always glad when I get a chance to speak with you guys because, of course, the Lord is always working with me before I ever bring something to you guys. So, been working on some stuff within myself. So, we are going to have... What are we going to do? We are going to go to the Lord in prayer. Always like to open up in prayer so that the Holy Spirit can lead. And I'm not just sitting up here spinning my wheels. But I know everything that I do and all that I share for the Lord is important for all of us. Because this is so important because it's for a spirit. And it's for our eternal life. Not just our life here on this earth, but for our life thereafter as well. So as we search ourselves, hopefully that we continue just to ask the Lord for help where we stray. Definitely having a heart to repent for when we know we have gone wrong, and even times when we don't think we're wrong. So always asking for that. So let me go into prayer right now. So here we go. Dear gracious Heavenly Father, Lord God, thank you for waking us up today that wasn't promised, Lord God. You are such an amazing God, Lord God. And Lord, I thank you that your love drives us to repentance, Lord God. It is your love that should have us fall on our face, Lord God. Because what is forgiveness without repentance, Lord? So, Lord God, search my heart. Search me for anything that is not of you, Lord God. And help me to have a renewed mind. A renewed mind, Lord God. And help me to walk with you, Lord God. And thank you for letting me be the vessel to share, Lord God. It is always my humblest of desires that your name be elevated in all I do, Lord God, and that if there is something that is incorrect that I share, Lord God, that you correct me so that I can correct it. Lord God, I thank you for your son and his sacrifice. Lord God, I thank you for the gift of salvation. And Lord God, touch every single listener who gets a chance to come by and stop by, Lord God, just to hear a little bit of your word for them on today. Lord God, may I share as you would have me to do. In your precious name, your precious son's name, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so sometimes I get tongue-tied even in my prayers, but I just want to let you guys know that God understands. He understands our groans. He understands our tongue twists. He understands everything. Whatever message we're trying to convey and pray to Him, Lord always understands. So that's so wonderful that He is just... He's just an awesome God. Sometimes there's not even words for me to express how amazing the Lord is. Because sometimes I'm at a loss for words. And that doesn't normally happen because I love to talk. So when that happens, you know, God is just totally amazing. So anyway, today we're going to be running into Romans, the second chapter. And I'm just going to be reading the first through the fifth verses, and then probably not tomorrow because it's Wake Up and Worship Wednesday, but maybe on Thursday we'll pick it back up. So here we go. We're gonna go and jump right into this. And today I located my Bible, you guys, because one of my Bibles was missing. So I was using all these different ones because, you know, sometimes you have this particular book or particular Bible. For me, I have a particular one that I like to use all the time, and I don't know what happened to it for so long. It was misplaced, but my children have placed it, put it away. So I was like, wait a minute, it's been here this entire time. I'm getting frustrated with myself. Lord, I don't know where my Bible is. He's like, but you have this Bible here and that one there. Like, Lord, where's my Bible? So anyway, let me just stop on that. So we're going to be in Romans, the second chapter, and we're going to read the first through the fifth verses. So here we go. And this is out of the NIV. please read the scripture and search it for yourself. That is your disclaimer. Remember, whatever anyone reads, go back and search the word for yourself so you can see what your translation says and you can see the word for yourself. Get it into your own spirit and mind. So here we go. You therefore have no excuse, you who pass judgment on someone else, for at whatever point you judge the other, you are condemning yourself, because you who pass judgment do the same things. Now we know that God's judgment against those who do such things is based on truth. So when you, a mere man, pass judgment on them and yet do the same things, do you think you will escape God's judgment? Or do you show contempt for the riches of his kindness, tolerance, and patience, not realizing that God's kindness leads you toward repentance? Verse 5, but because of your stubbornness and your unrepentant heart, you are storing up wrath against yourself for the day of God's wrath, when his righteous judgment will be revealed. Okay, let me stop there. Like I said, go back and search the scriptures. That word that I said, righteousness, it was just righteous. I was putting something in there that wasn't supposed to be. So, after reading that, and I'm going to pick up the rest of the scriptures probably on Thursday, like I said, but sometimes when we are judging people, and God does say we can, there is righteous judgment, but in this passage that he's saying, you're passing judgment, on someone for the same thing you're doing. How can you do that? So, an example, if someone stole a hot dog and then you stole a hot dog, like, hey, why are you stealing that hot dog? Don't you know that is wrong? Stealing is bad, blah, blah, blah. But you just did it. You just stole the hot dog. It's a very, very simplistic example. I don't even know why I'm talking about hot dogs. Maybe I want some. I don't know. Anyway, back to the example. Very, very simple example. So if that person stole the hot dog and you did the same thing, how can you pass judgment? You know, because there are certain things that really do require us to have judgment in certain things, especially when it comes to false preaching and wrong doctrine and all that. Definitely got to call that stuff out. But if you're doing the same behavior that you're calling someone out, you really cannot pass judgment. So you got to leave that alone for the Lord. Because just in the word, as it says too, you want to go and talk about other people doing the wrongs and you are doing the same thing. You know, it's very hard when some people try to figure out, well, if I'm doing this, it's not so bad. But when they're doing it, whoa, it's like super terrible. We must be mindful in the way that we judge, depending on what it is. I don't want to say don't judge anything. No, you definitely have to call some things out and let what you've been taught and what you learned about the Lord, let the Lord's word guide you so that you go based on his word, that you're not going based off of your own understanding. Because remember, sometimes we should not lean on our own understanding. And when we do lean on our own understanding, then things start to get a little hairy. Things start to get a little bit different. So remember, keep God's word at the forefront. Let God be the judge of those who require his judgment. Every one of us is going to be judged, no questions asked, for everything good and bad and anything else that is not known to man. God will, of course, uncover on the day of judgment. But be careful what you're judging when you are doing the same behavior. That's the thing. When you're doing the same exact thing as another person, you can't judge that person. You can't, not when you're doing the same exact thing. Now be different, you're not doing that. You have a different foot to stand on. But this is where we get ourselves so much bogged down in, well, this person did this, but you're doing the same thing, and then contention and all this strife and stuff starts to follow. So I just wanted to share with you guys very briefly on today, because I'm gonna pick it up tomorrow. But the word I wanted to share with you guys, it's not one of those million-dollar fancy words. It's the definition of repentance. What does that word actually mean? Some of us may know because we're believers and we've known that for a long time. But I checked out the definition, just a very short, small definition that I found. And it said, is it the action of repenting, sincere regret, or remorse? and then to turn to God and turn from evil. So if there is a behavior, something that you're doing, whether it's your attitude, whether you're doing whatever it is, whatever behavior that is, repenting is actually turning away from that behavior, no longer wanting to do that. Feeling regret, feeling guilt, being remorseful, and you really will never do that act again as much as you can. So there are certain things that we can just turn away from, and they're easy to turn away from because we have no intention of doing those again. Then there are some things that need longer help from the Lord for it to come out of your system, for you to stop doing those things. Because some things are a habit, some things are habitual, and you have to break the habit and get back into the Word. So on today, I wanted to encourage you, at the same time uplift you, and at the same time just share just what that is. Because I think sometimes we say these words and we forget that there are people, sometimes there are people in the body of Christ that don't know what that is. They just like, you're right. Like, what does that even mean? So I wanted to share just briefly about that. So remember today to be blessed, motivated, and inspired. And I think I'm going to put on 5 of these songs. Now, if these songs don't come out the way they're supposed to, because I didn't get a chance to check to see if they will be released, because sometimes there are songs in the music library that are there, and then when they come over onto Anchor, you can't use them because they're not being released at the time. So this is my intention. I'm going to put on Jesus Loving People, Get Your House in Order, and then Rainbow Israel, Repentance, and then Cochrane and Company, Church Take Me Back. So those are my 5 intended songs. Now, if there's a different song, well, I don't know. I will just put on 5 today. So I hope you guys are going to have a great, great Tuesday. Be safe out there wherever you are at in this great country and wherever you are in this world. And if you are tuning into God's gift through His Word on today, let me say a special thank you to you. If you follow me on any social media, I want to say a special thank you to you as well. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for all your reviews. Thank you for keeping me lifted up in prayer. If you're praying for me, thank you so much. So on today, I'm going to let you guys go back and have an amazing Tuesday. So I hope I will get to hear with you guys tomorrow. Tomorrow's Wake Up and Worship Wednesday. So we will have a lot of fun with music, and I will see you guys back on tomorrow. Blessings, everyone. Take care.
This is a prayer for my dear sister, Tanika Drake. God has your back. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. But sometimes, in the real world, it seems as if God is losing. It seems that no matter what we do, it's not good enough. And just when we think we have victory, someone comes along to try to snatch it away. Because when we do good, evil is present and active, trying to figure out a way to make your victory short-lived. But God is in control. Even though we go from battle to battle, God takes us from victory to victory. We may seem like we're not going forward, but we're actually being propelled into our destiny and being conformed to His image by the challenges of life. So in this challenge that you're facing now, give God some praise and thank Him for allowing you to be the light shining in such a dark world. In Jesus' name I pray.
Good morning. If you have enjoyed listening to this edition of God's Gift Through His Word, please also look for me on all these different other podcast platforms: Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Podbean, Player FM, CastBox, Pocket Cast, LoftyCast.com, Google Play Music, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Radio Public, Breaker, and so many more. Please stay tuned in. I appreciate you for listening. Also, you can also find me right here on Anchor. So don't forget to tell somebody about this podcast, subscribe, and definitely if you can go over to Apple Podcasts or iTunes and leave an amazing review, I greatly appreciate it. Take care, be blessed, and thank you for tuning in. to God's Gift Through His Word with your lovely host, Tanika Drake. Take care.